Welcome back. 2 a.m. Tommy has opened a can of worms here with your best entertainers. Got plenty coming through. I'll hold on to them for just a sec, but keep them coming. 0457 736 736. The best entertainer in world sport. And he also mentioned that it was on this day that Arthur Beetson was born back in 1945. And can you believe that it's been 11 years since Artie Beetson passed away? I mean, that's just crazy to think, isn't it? 2011, we lost one of the absolute greats. Let's talk football now. Sydney FC coming off a controversial loss in the FFA Cup earlier this week. So it's back to A-League duties tomorrow night against Perth Glory. And it has been a very stop-start season. So I appreciate the time of my next guest, Ryan Grant from Sydney FC. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, hasn't been a lot of soccer for you to play, has there? Hasn't been a lot of football over the last month or so. What is it, just the one A-League match since Boxing Day? Does it feel really stop-start?
Yeah, it does, to be honest. And it's obviously not ideal, but it is. I suppose it's the world that we live in at the minute with COVID and whatnot. But yeah, it's definitely not ideal. But we've had a few, games in the last week with the FFA Cup and then obviously the A-League. So we're starting to get a bit of a roll on now and it feels good to be back and playing.
Can I talk to you about that FFA Cup match earlier this week on Tuesday night? Now, look, mate, from when I saw the news, right, and I saw that penalty, I just went, hang on a sec, that's just clearly no. What on earth was going through your mind?
Yeah, we were quite similar as players. Obviously, when the foul first happened, we thought it was outside the box. And then, yeah, obviously he's given the penalty, which was I was a bit bewildered. But at the same time, I thought I was on the other side of the pitch, so it might have just been inside the box. But, yeah, from replays, I think it was just outside. But there's no VAR to sort of clear that up, which is unfortunate. But it is what it is, I suppose. Before VAR, you sort of what goes around comes around. You sort of get some decisions and other decisions go against you. So it was one of those ones. It was unfortunate for us. I think we didn't play great anyway, so I don't think we can really blame the penalty decision for why we lost. I think we had a few chances where we could have scored, and Mariners played quite well too. So, yeah, definitely can't blame the penalty, but, yeah, looking back in hindsight, I don't think it was. It was just outside, but, yeah, it is what it is. Tough decision.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing, like you say, with no VAR, there's sort of nothing you can do about it. But I am interested to know, you know, what was the debrief like after that? Obviously, you don't want to get yourself into that position anyway. Was that the focus? You didn't play well enough to be in an unbeatable position?
Yeah, exactly. I think you can sort of sit there and make excuses and point fingers. But like I said before, I don't think we played our best game. And if we played our best and had scored two or three goals that night and dominated, and then we were unfortunate to get a penalty, it wouldn't have made a difference. But just the way the game played out, we obviously weren't doing as well as we'd want and as we'd expect. And the penalty sort of came at a rough time of the game where we only left just 10 minutes to sort of chase it. But yeah, like you said, we shouldn't have been in that position. We, as Sydney FC, we pride ourselves on playing good football and winning games, and that wasn't obviously happening the other night. So I don't think we can blame anyone but ourselves for that result. But yeah, it is disappointing. We're really excited to try and win another bit of silverware and get into our fourth FFA Cup final. But yeah, it just wasn't meant to be.
Can I just go back to the COVID issue, Ryan, and sort of get a you know, almost a personal perspective, if you like. Like, as a professional player, like you say, you're not alone in this situation. You have to go through the on again, off again. But from a personal point of view, how difficult or how weird has it been?
Yeah, it's been super weird, to be honest. We've sort of been battling change of schedules and postponed games for a couple of years now. And I suppose, like most sports, almost football leagues, that's sort of the way it's been across the world for the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's been a little bit difficult. I suppose it is our job. People say it's your job. You sort of got to get on with it, and it is what it is. But on a personal level, it is, yeah, it can become tough at times. Just purely, like I said, personal, you sort of have things planned outside of football or you got things on with in regards to weddings or friends' birthdays or just even stuff you've got plans for yourself, and then it sort of gets thrown up in the air with change of schedule, postponed games. But, I mean, that's we're very lucky to do what we do. So if that's the worst thing that happens, I suppose you can't complain too much. But yeah, it is difficult. Obviously, getting COVID like I did too, it's hard to sort of get back into training, into the swing of things, and then have to sort of play games or three games. I think within 6 days we played last week. So yeah, sort of a little bit difficult, but by all means, I'm not complaining. We're very lucky to do what we do. But yeah, like you said, it can be quite difficult at times and pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people go, well, hey, you're a professional sportsman, you're being paid for your job. But one thing I certainly know about athletes is they like schedule, don't you? You guys like to know what's happening. You like to know where to be at a certain time. Give me a training plan, give me a schedule, and I'll go for it. Did COVID smash you around physically?
Yeah, it did. I think at the time, I remember talking to, obviously, our doctor and our physio and the staff and even the boys, just and I was saying I don't feel too bad. I was just very lethargic, and I had a few other symptoms, but nothing dramatic. And then, but now I sort of look back and in hindsight, it did affect me a little bit. I was sort of napping a few times a day, which is a little bit unusual for me, and I just felt really run down and really tired a lot of the time. And sort of came back into training and was raring to go. Well, I thought I was, and it sort of took a good couple of weeks, I reckon, to sort of get back to where I want to be or to as fit as I could be. I think you can sort of get back to a bit of a base level, but that last 10%, I suppose, of really feeling fit. And I think my fitness is one of my biggest assets, I suppose, and probably some people would say the only thing I've got. But for me, so to not feel my best and try and get back into the swing of things was tough. But yeah, it does take a couple of weeks, but then you see some players that adapt to it really quickly and recover nice and can go on and play 90 minutes 2 days after, with the likes of Wilco or Donks that did that a couple of weeks ago. So I think everyone's a little bit different, but yeah, it can be take its toll.
Just finally, how do you see tomorrow night's clash against Perth Glory?
Yeah, we're really excited. Obviously, like we mentioned, we were knocked out of the cup midweek, so it's a good a chance for us to get back on the pitch and get back to winning ways. Perth have obviously had a even stranger schedule, I suppose, of late. So they're very excited to be back playing too, and their fixtures are going to come quick and fast, like everyone's at the minute. So it'll be a great clash and something that, like I said, we're looking forward to sort of righting the wrongs and getting back into winning ways and really starting to kick on for the rest of the season.
Good on you, mate. Best of luck tomorrow. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, mate. Cheers.